Good morning. Spain's Health Ministry has announced 8,959 new cases of coronavirus this week, with 3,607 of them in the last 24 hours and 40 deaths. Fernando Simón, Director of Health Alerts, said of the cases reported in the last 14 days, the geographical distribution continues. 30% concentrated in Madrid and 13% in Catalonia. Aragon remains at around 3%. The deceased as of yesterday were 40, and in the last 7 days, 191 people have died. Andalusia has exceeded for the first time more than 1,000 infected by coronavirus in one day. In addition, the Junta de Andalucía has announced that it plans to begin vaccination against the virus at the end of December or early January, when it expects to receive up to 300,000 doses of the vaccine to begin treating people at higher risk. Spain's ERTE furlough scheme will be extended as long as necessary, so the Labour Minister, Yolanda Díaz, said in an interview yesterday, before talks with unions and employers on the issue scheduled for today. The scheme, which is currently due to end on the 30th of September, provides furloughed workers with 70% of their base salary for the first 6 months, before dropping to 50% for the following months. The minister is due to meet union representatives and business leaders in Palma de Mallorca to negotiate the conditions of how to extend the programme. In a separate interview, Díaz described the drop in coverage to 50% as profoundly unfair. She stressed the recovery has been unequal, with 94% of the auto industry employees already back at work, but a similar resurgence in the devastated tourist sector is still a remote prospect. Given the weakness in tourism and related industries and the resurgence in coronavirus infections, Ms. Díaz said she would prefer not to put a fixed date on the end of the ERTE scheme. The main suspect in a murder inquiry following the discovery of a dead woman's body in the boot of a car in Valencia has been arrested in Switzerland. The 33-year-old Argentinian victim's body was discovered on August the 31st, 2 days after a friend reported her missing. The deceased had not been seen since August the 24th. The body showed signs of violence, and the national police were keen to speak to her 29-year-old Colombian partner, who had disappeared. Investigations determined that the suspect could be hiding on the French-Swiss border, and an international arrest warrant was activated. The Spanish and Swiss police joined forces and exchanged information that confirmed that the detainee was in Geneva and was attending to leave the country via train. Geneva's police set up a surveillance operation at the train station, and he was identified and arrested yesterday. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.